if there's an immune, huh? Which one do you want? One of the baby bear? Try new one? Okay. You gonna look at that one while I read this one? You gonna look at this one while I read it? Oh, okay. You wanna read that one first? Oh, I read this one? Okay. Go ahead. This is called Wet Neck Baby Bear. Hard to tell what next, huh? Look, he's wearing a kind of thing on his head that restrains vegetables in. It's called a colander. And
it's funny.
Yeah, it does. It's very much his armor, huh? And maybe his face out, he's on the moon. Pretty dirty bear. Can I go to the moon? Asked Baby Bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. You know what a rocket is? A rocket's the thing you go to the moon in. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. Let's climb into the box. That must be the cockpit of his rocket, huh? Cockpit's where the pilot sits. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. Well, that's a space helmet that Teddy's doing, I'm saying. He packed his teddy. Huh? He's standing on it? Yeah, well, I guess it not only is it a good space helmet, but it makes a nice pitch boot, too. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Whoosh! Out into the night. Oh, it really does fly. Oh, very cool. Up toward the moon. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. See him in there? Waving? Is the owl waving too? It's not in his hand. On and on they flew. Huh? He looks like he fell out. Did he fall out? He flew out, okay. On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. Apples. Mm-hmm. And what's that? Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Honey, I think so. And cookies, I guess. Mm-hmm. It looks like Oreos or something else. Chocolate. Mm-hmm. And cereal. Mm-hmm. Maybe oranges. She's got oranges. Mm-hmm. We better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. All a little hole in his head. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First, I found a rocket. Then, I put on my space helmet. And then, I flew to the moon. Oh, my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? Looks like you're thinking about going to bed, don't you? Did we read a story once? There was a little bear story, right? It was about going to the moon, wasn't it? Mm. No? I thought there was a little bear story as well that was like this. Maybe. Want to read the other one? Mm. You want to have me read this one? Mm. You know this story, right? Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The very hungry caterpillar. There's the sun. That's the moon, right. In the light of the moon, a little leg lay on. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. Well, on Monday he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. What do you have the next day?
Pears.
Well, on Tuesday he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. So, what do you have the next day? Yeah, they are. I thought they were grapes at first. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. So? Yeah, on Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate... What was that? They look like peaches, same color, but this one says they are oranges. On Friday he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's hard to tell from a picture sometimes whether it's a peach or an orange. Mm-hmm. On Saturday he ate through... Pickle. That night, the next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and... Yeah, he's dirty, huh? All kinds of colors in his room. Big, dirty. We like this one.
Do you have one of your
own
you'd like
to read? You want to pick one out? Nate the Great and the Lost List.
Okay.
This is a pretty long book. You really want me to read this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A little bit? Well, we could read a different one, shorter. Mm. A little bit of this? Okay. Let's see if we can find a good stopper. I, Nate the Great, am a busy detective. One morning I was not busy. I was on my vacation. I was sitting under a tree enjoying the breeze with my dog Sludge and a pancake. He needed a vacation too. My friend Claude came into the yard. I knew that he had lost something. Claude was always losing things. I lost my way to your house, he said, and then I found it. What else did you lose? I lost the grocery list I was taking to the store. Can you help me find it? I, Nate the Great, am on my vacation, I said. When will your vacation be over? At lunch. I need the list before lunch, Bob said. Very well. I, Nate the Great, will take your case. Tell me, what was on the list? If I could remember, I wouldn't need the list, Bob said. Good thinking, I said. Does anyone know what was on the list? My father, Claude said. He wrote it. Good. Can you find your father? No, he won't be home until lunch. Can you remember some of the list? Yes, Claude said. I remember salt, milk, butter, flour, sugar, and tuna fish. Now tell me, where did you lose the list? If I knew, I could find it, Claude said. You can't be sure of that, I said. What streets did you walk on? I'm not sure, Claude said. I lost my way a few times. Then I, Nate the Great, know what to do. I will draw a map of every street between your house and the grocery store, and we will follow the map. Sludge and I got up. Our vacation was over. Would you agree? Would you agree? I got two pieces of paper and a pen. I drew a map on one piece of paper. And where's the map? And I wrote on the other, Dear Mother, something is lost. When I find it, I will be back. Love, Nate the Great. Claude said, I will walk with you. Don't get lost, I said, or I will have two cases to solve. We walked between Claude's house and the grocery store, and then between the grocery store and Claude's house. Sludge sniffed, but we could not find the list. Perhaps it blew away, I said. I dropped the map to the ground. What are you doing? Claude asked. I am dropping the map. Whichever direction it goes will show us the way the wind is blowing. Perhaps your list blew in the same direction. The map blew toward Rosamond's house and disappeared. I will go to Rosamond's house, I said. I will ask her if she has seen your list. I will go to my house and wait, Claude said. We are in front of your house, I said. Yes, that makes it easy for me to find, Claude said. Sludge and I went to Rosamond's house. Rosamond opened the door. Rosamond is a very strange girl. Today she looked more than strange. She looked strange and white. She was covered with flour. Sludge sniffed hard. I sniffed hard. Rosamond smelled terrific. Pancakes. She was making pancakes. We walked in. Rosamond's four black cats were there. Today they were white too. The cats looked at Sludge. They were not afraid of him. Nobody is afraid of Sludge. I am making cat pancakes for my cats, Rosamond said, from a new recipe. I would like to taste cat pancakes, I said. You are not a cat, Rosamond said. I would like to taste them anyway, I said. A pancake is a pancake. Rosamond and I sat down. I ate a pancake. It tasted fishy. I ate another. It tasted fishier. I am looking for Claude's grocery list, I said. I think the wind blew it toward your house. Have you seen it? I haven't seen a grocery list, Rosamond said. But what? But I see Annie and her dog Fang outside my window. And what? And Fang has a piece of paper in his mouth. It might be the grocery list. I got up. Thank you for your help and your pancakes, I said. I am having a cat pancake party this morning, Rosamond said. I have invited all the cats I know. Can you come? I am not a cat, I said. That's what I told you before, Rosamond said. Sludge and I went out to talk to Annie and Fang. I like Annie. I try to like Fang. Hello, I said. I am looking for Claude's grocery list, and I think Fang has found it. It's between his teeth. He won't let that paper go, Annie said. Can you pull it out, I asked. No, Annie said. Fang would get mad. I would not like to see Fang mad, I said. I, Nate the Great, should say that we should keep everybody with sharp teeth happy, very happy. I had a problem. How could I get the paper out of Fang's mouth? Suddenly, I had the answer. Sludge, I said. Bark! Sludge barked. Sludge barked funny. But that does not matter. Fang barked back. The piece of paper dropped from his mouth. I reached for it. But the wind blew it down the street. I went after it. Sludge went after me. Fang went after Sludge. Annie went after Fang. The paper went around the corner. I went around the corner. Sludge went around the corner. Bang went around the corner. Annie went around the corner. The paper blew into a fence. I grabbed the paper. The case was almost over. I looked at the paper. I saw many lines. The paper was my map. This list is still lost, I said. I need more clues. I thanked Annie and Fang for their help. Sludge and I walked to Claude's house. Claude was home. He was not lost. It was a good sign. I, Nate the Great, have not found your list, I said. Can you remember anything else that was written on it? How will that help you find it, Claude asked. Trust me, I said. I remember two more things, Claude said. Eggs and baking powder. Very good, I said. Can you find the list before lunch, Claude asked. I hope so, I said. Come to my house at 11. Sludge and I walked home slowly. This was a hard case. At home, I made myself some pancakes. I mixed eggs, flour, salt, baking powder, milk, butter, and sugar together and cooked them. I gave Sludge a bone. I ate and thought. I thought about the grocery list. I thought about Rosamund and her fishy cat pancakes. I thought about Annie and Fang and the map. I put ideas together. I took them apart. Then I had a big idea. I knew I must go back to Rosamund's house. I did not want to do that. I did not want to be at any party with Rosamund and all the cats she knew. But I had a job to do. I had a case to solve. Sludge and I walked quickly to Rosamund's house. I said hello to Rosamund and more cats than I could count. They were all over Rosamund's floor, Rosamund's tables, Rosamund's chairs, and Rosamund. I came to talk about your cat pancakes, I said. Would you like more? Rosamund asked. I would like to see your recipe, I said. Here it is, Rosamund said. There are no directions in this recipe, I said. I don't need any, Rosamund said. I just mix some of everything together. Tell me, where did you get this recipe? I found it today, Rosamund said. Aha! You found it, I said. Did you find it near your house? Yes, Rosamund said. How did you know that? I have something to tell you. I, Nate the Great, say that your cat pancake recipe is Claude's grocery list. I stood tall. I cleared my throat. I read the recipe. Salt, milk, butter, flour, tuna fish, eggs, baking powder, sugar, salmon, liver. Oh, Rosamund said. When I found the paper, I thought it was a cat pancake recipe. Yes, I said, and when I saw Fang holding the piece of paper, I thought it was a grocery list. I thought it was what I hoped it was. When you saw the grocery list, you thought it was what you hoped it was, a cat pancake recipe. I, Nate the Great, thought of that when I was making pancakes. I mixed eggs, flour, salt, baking powder, milk, butter, and sugar. Claude had told me they were on his list. The other thing he remembered on the list was tuna fish. Cats like tuna fish, so cat pancakes. Oh, Rosamund said. Well, Claude can have his paper back. I will keep the recipe in my head. That is a good place for it, I said. It cannot blow away. I said goodbye to Rosamund and more cats than I could count. Sludge and I went home with the list. The case was solved. It was almost 11 o'clock. When Claude comes at 11, I will give him his list. It is now past 11 o'clock. It is now past 11:30. Claude has not shown up. I do not see him anywhere. I hope Claude has not lost himself. It is now past 12. Here comes Claude. I am glad that I didn't have to look for him. I am glad the case is over. I, Nate the Great, have something important to do. I, Nate the Great, am going to finish my recruit. That's a long one, huh?